The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
And whoa.
Let's slow down, shall
we? Slow down.
I almost said that earlier.
When
you said good evening, it was so close to afternoon. And there's a little space between afternoon and evening.
Shall we start over?
No. Okay. So this show is about getting into the current moment of your life.
You know, being here.
Yeah, being. It's really all about being, not doing being. Have you ever noticed when people do being?
It's a little odd.
They pretend like they're really here.
But they're thinking about how to do it right.
Exactly.
You know, you can't do your life right.
And you can't do your life wrong either, really.
But you can be here.
If you're here, it's really an experience.
You know, if you're distracted today, you're a little off your center, that's perfect. But if you listen, like really slow down to hear the words and be with what we're saying and what our callers are saying and listen to hear from each person's perspective,
it'll pull you literally right into the current moment of your life.
You just kind of slide right in.
And then colors become technicolor. Not grays and rounds.
You know, that's one of the favorite things for me when we do seminars.
That things get 3D?
Yeah. It, not only for us, but when you have a whole room full of people who've synchronized up, it's almost as if
everything's crystalline.
Yeah.
The air is crisp.
They're etched out.
There's space
of
between
the air. Yeah.
Space between the molecules.
It's really something. You can have that today in your home, in your car, at your office, wherever you are. All it takes
is listening. Not listening to see if you agree or disagree or already know it, but listening to hear what's being said from the point of view of the speaker. Now, the interesting thing is we think we already know everything there is to know, if you tell the truth. I mean, you may know that you don't know how to speak a foreign language.
And you may know that you don't know neurosurgery or you don't know how to fly an airplane if you don't. But there's a whole range of things you haven't even considered.
They don't even exist. It's called the universe.
Mm.
You know, all the things you don't know. We're very limited by what we know. And here's the real problem. Our minds are machines that want to know what it knows and nothing more. So anything that's different, that threatens your point of view, there's going to be a part of your brain that'll fire up to say, oh, I know that already. Nya, na, 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 na.
The na-na factor.
The na-na factor. Na-na, na-na. Anyway.
Would it be all right with you if you just relaxed?
Right.
Like, you just took this hour to fall into yourself, to relax, not get anywhere. Yeah,
and see if you can listen not whilst you're doing other things. See, your mind can only deal with one thing at a time. And if you're listening, that's the thing. If you're typing on your computer, that's the thing. You will hear what you hear, but you will not let it go deeply in. And that's where transformation takes place. That's where your experience of living shifts. So you're really here in your life in each moment rather than thinking about how it should be, could be, would be better.
You know, it's funny that you talk about that, Shia, because I listen frequently to books, audiobooks, and I have some that when we listen to them together when we drive into the city, etc. But I also have some that I just listen to myself when I go walking or that type of thing. And what I find is if I walk into a store and I need to do some shopping and I'm listening to a book, I always turn it off because otherwise I miss the essence of what's being said because I'm thinking about, do I want to buy this brand or that brand or what's on my shopping list? And the whole process of thinking and listening don't peacefully coexist.
Right.
So we invite you not to think.
And just listen.
I know we haven't said it yet.
But we finish each other's sentences.
We do. So please include it.
The other thing is we're not trying to get you somewhere. We have no intended result, really.
We're not even trying to get you relaxed. Yeah. But it is possible that out of simply being here, some of the stresses of the day can just fall away. Our approach is not problem-solution-oriented.
It is not psychotherapeutic.
We don't think there's something wrong with you.
It's really about discovering how to enter into the current moment of your life and live there as though that's where your life is taking place. Interestingly enough, it is where your life is taking place.
Well, we have a caller today. Shall we take her?
Let's.
Ursula, you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Really lovely
so
to hear
lovely
your voice.
Yes, you too. I'm calling in from Switzerland, and I have the broadest smile on my face listening to you, really. It's also familiar, this na-na-na of the brain and the world, you know, slowing down. And I do have a question concerning, I did have a question. I'll get it out anyway. me, sometimes I wonder, is this the time to slow down or is this the time to speed up for me?
Well, let me stop you right there. You see, that's you thinking.
Oh.
If you are present in the current moment of your life, it requires no thinking whether to speed up or slow down.
I love how you couched the question. There's two parts to what I love. One is your question is, I sometimes wonder if I should slow up, it's time to slow down or speed up. And as I said, that's you thinking. That's not looking, being, interacting. It's not something you have to think about. And maybe neither is needed. And the other is, I love that you were listening as we were speaking and your question disappeared. Now, clearly, you still had the question, so you got it back. But that's one of the things that happens when you really listen. You often forget you have, quote, problems.
But you see, that's the second idea of instantaneous transformation. No two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. So if you truly listen, holding on to things you want to say is impossible. But if you're holding on to things you want to say, listening is impossible. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes, true.
And most of us are holding on to things we want to say that we think are important. You know, when you're having a conversation with them, it would be terrible if it was just one-sided and you just listened to what they said, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Not.
Well, most of us have a drive to be interesting or to look smart or to be intelligent and
Well, thank you.
yeah. You know, the
that
other
was
thing
pretty
is
easy.
It was easy. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It is easy. The only thing that gets in the way of your life being easy and fun is your thought process. See, and the problem is that most of us are so freaking intelligent. You know, our intelligence gets in the way, and we use it rather than allow ourselves to experience our life in each moment.
I love what you say, what you're saying, and it just reminds me of this beautiful saying that you have on your gorgeous calendar, and it's hanging up in the school. And I read it to every student of mine and to myself each day. Like, I think it goes something like, you have to bypass your intelligence to access your genius.
Yes.
And it's so true. I love it. It just reminds me.
That's great. You know, when we're pre-recording this before January 20th, when it airs, and when it airs, we'll be in Costa Rica, and you'll probably be listening at it on the day it comes out, because we know you cannot make it with us this year due to your teaching schedule. But by the time this airs, Ursula, Costa Rica 2017 will be open, and I sincerely hope that you can work things out with your administrators to be able to come next year. It would be lovely, lovely to have you there.
Yeah, that I think so too. I'll be knocking at his door.
Yeah, and if you take, you know, it's funny. If you plan in advance, you don't get compressed. So slowing down doesn't mean be attentive to things. Don't be attentive. It doesn't mean don't take care of the things you need to take care of. It's about not approaching things with franticity as if where you are is not good enough and that someday something will be better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today. Really a treat to speak with you.
Thank you, likewise.
Excellent.
Hey, we have another caller.
Yes. Let's
take him. Justin.
Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm calling from right here in New York.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is so exciting.
It is exciting. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's nice to hear yours as well.
What can we do for you, sir?
So this is actually the perfect, I feel like, night for me to call, because I tend to, ever since I can remember, particularly when I got into my late teens, early 20s, people always said I was a rusher. And I always talked too fast, or I mumbled because I was trying to get the words out so quickly. But I feel like sometimes I still kind of have some of those tendencies to rush, especially when I speak. And what's happening now is I feel like sometimes it affects the way I just what the point I'm trying to get across. I always have a concern that the point I'm trying to make isn't landing clearly, because I do tend to rush when I speak. So I don't know, you know, if it's just me needing to listen a little bit better or stop trying to think of what I'm going to say, or it's always been something that's kind of...
Let me stop you, please. Because you see, you say what you think you need to say. Well, if you're thinking about what you need to say, you're not listening to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
The game, Justin, is to allow yourself the grace to not know what's coming next, and relax enough to trust that it's all going to work out perfectly, so that you don't have to figure out what to say next. It'll show up when that other person stops talking. You'll see what you want to say. And it'll show up in a nanosecond. It won't be something you have to think about. Problem is this. You have an idea of what you want as the outcome of the interaction. So you're not really there. You're trying to coax it or shape it or manipulate it to where you want it to go. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
And that comes from not trusting that your universe really wants to support you if you let it. But our egos get in the way.
Yeah.
Our thought that we need to be in control of our life, like it's not happening right.
Sometimes I'll see it in our seminars where a person will get up, they'll be inspired about something that they have to say or some feedback they want to give to somebody else. And we have a protocol set in place in our seminars where a person stands up and they state their name so people don't have to try and remember who they are. It's basically by saying, "Hi, this is Justin." In your case, it's like hitting a start button. It's like launching. And sometimes people forget that. They rush forward. And that's only happens when people misidentify. They think that what they have to say is more important than who they are and the experience of being there and feeling the words as they come out of their mouth.
You know what? Right now, in this moment,
it is time
for a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Of course.
Most
excellent.
We'll be back with Justin.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here. And we're talking Well, we're talking about a few things that we want you to know first before we go back to our guest.
First of all, our next weekend seminar in New York City is called Step Into Your Brilliance. It's March 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. I love this course. The idea that all you have to do is step into your brilliance. It was something Ursula was saying, the quote from our calendar, that all you need to do is bypass your intellect in order to access your genius. That is a course where people freely access their genius. It's like go from zero to genius in no time, because everyone is a genius when you take the lid off.
Even you. The only problem is you think about your considerations about yourself and how you're imperfect as though that's the truth, rather than you are perfect and you just haven't experienced yourself that way yet.
Our next course in the European community happens in Hamburg, Germany. We're doing two courses there. On Thursday, March 31st, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe. And then on the Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, we're doing Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct. And it includes having compassion for yourself, compassion for others. Direct has no force in it. And that's a little bit what we were talking about with Justin. You still with us, Justin?
I am. I'm here.
I sometimes think that kids, they want to push to get what they have across, to get it in fast before somebody might contradict them. And it sounds like you have a habit of trying to get what you have to say in quickly.
Yeah.
And we haven't really talked about it, but
it might be that you don't think what you have to say is all that important. That's why you rush through it.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the three principles of instantaneous transformation today.
Oh, we haven't?
No.
Oh.
And I really think it's perfect here, Justin, because the first is anything you resist, like speaking quickly, will persist. It'll grow stronger and it'll dominate your life. So something you don't want or judge sticks around. And the second thing is, you can only be exactly as you are. And in this moment, I'm going to click my finger here. I did it lightly. Can you click it again? There you go. There was another click. There were two. There you go. That was our easy button. There were three distinct moments in time there. In that moment, you can only be exactly as you are. And the third idea is the awareness principle. And that is anything you bring awareness to or simply see without judging completes itself. And here's the thing, you're very smart. So if speaking quickly is sticking around, you're either judging it, but there's a really high possibility that it is doing something for you, that there's value in it that may be hidden. So I just pay attention to, like an anthropologist, to when you're speaking quickly and when you're not.
Okay.
You know something?
Yeah.
You just slowed down a bit.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I did.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty, yeah.
You know, it's not one of those things you have to tell yourself to do.
That's change, where you give yourself directives, how to be a better you. I'm going to slow down, and
right,
then I'll be a better me. Excellent. Hey.
Wow, thank that's you. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling in today.
Yeah.
Really a
thanks
treat.
Thanks so much. I appreciate this.
Yeah. Have fun playing with it.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much. I honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much. You have a smiling here.
Yes.
Take care.
Cool.
Super.
Let's take our next caller.
Claudia.
Are you with us? Hi, where are you calling from?
Calling from Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Canada.
Welcome to the
That's
show.
That's where I am, sitting in my dining room, just enjoying the conversation. It's been great.
Are there oaks in Oakville?
Pardon me?
Are there oak trees in Oakville?
Well, you know, you've asked me that before, and I keep looking for oak trees, but all I see are pine trees. So I'm not sure whether I'm just not focusing in on the oak part of it, or whether I'm drawn to the to the evergreen trees. I'm not sure.
I think it's so funny. It'd be really interesting just on a totally inconsequential point. I wonder who named it, when they named it, and how they named it. Just curious.
That's a good question. I'm going to look that up, and I'll have an answer for you at some point.
Yeah.
Okay,
what can we do for you?
Well, this topic is really interesting, and I really love what both Ursula and Justin said, and you know, all the things that you said. And where I really see it in my life is when I'm driving, and I want to get from one place to the other, and I'm not in a hurry, but I'm not slowing down. Like I don't, you know, attend to what's around me. I just go. And then what happens, which is really interesting to me, is that I inevitably get behind a car that's going a lot slower than I am, and it forces me to slow down. And that, I'm not sure what I do to bring that into my, you know, driving, but it doesn't just happen once, it happens twice, or it happens a third time. It's like, you know, okay, I'm trying to get home, or I'm trying to get to the store, and all these cars are really slow in front of me. And then I have a conversation about it.
Right. Hey? You know, maybe your speed is generally too fast. Where you're trying to get somewhere rather than be where you are.
So you're getting over the transit between one place and the next rather than allowing yourself to be there for what's happening in that moment.
As if your life is on pause during the drive time and right. It restarts again when you get to your destination.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes.
It's on pause?
You're operating as if your life is on pause. You've paused your life. It's not the real life.
Your life will start when you get there.
Yes.
And I've noticed for us that I only have attention on how fast others are driving when I have not left myself enough time to leisurely get to a destination.
We did the coolest thing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We had appointments in the city, and Ariel had a new pair of glasses made, and we were going to stop and pick them up. And we realized that if we stopped to pick up the glasses, we would throw ourselves into an urgent situation of needing to make appointments that would be pressed in upon by our having lost that extra half an hour. And we didn't do it. And what we noticed was our day in the city was leisurely. There was time between each of our appointments. We didn't have to rush ourselves to get somewhere. We could, if the traffic was heavy, we just hung out in the heavy traffic until it cleared. And we got to where we were going on time, but we had given ourselves that extra half hour that we would have lost had we gone to pick up the glasses. See, I think you give yourself one more thing to do before you start out. So you're starting out with a deficit or a handicap in time because you've put in one too many things to do before you leave to go to the store.
Right, like I have to get gas or I have to stop off at the drugstore.
See, one of the things that we do or like to do is we have that, we pay attention to getting the gas the night before when our time frame is not compressed.
And when the gas pump isn't busy.
So there's something about that was, as Shai said, it was so wonderful when we made those choices. But in a certain respect, I knew that we could make it to get the glasses. And some part of me thought it was almost irresponsible to just go into the city and to have the luxury to not have to press myself forward. Because I've internalized an idea of how it should be and what a day looks like if you're a successful person, and it includes being busy.
And you know, like, what's really interesting, Claudia, is when you slow down a little bit, you get so much more accomplished.
Yes, I see that. It's the chatter in my head, too, about slowing down. So I can see myself wanting to go fast, and then I have a conversation in my head saying, you know, slow down, you know, you should slow down. And so that gets me a little anxious as well. So I think what you were saying was
let me stop you, because you said something inaccurate.
That's not accurate.
You said quite inaccurate. You said the voice in your head saying slow down gets you anxious. It is my experience that if you're anxious, you blame it on other things. But anxiety is just anxiety, and it's not caused by you telling yourself to slow down.
Ah.
You got it wired up that the circumstances cause your anxiety rather than you have anxiety. You hold anxiety is a bad thing.
Yes.
So if you have it, it's got to be caused by something outside you, because you wouldn't cause anxiety to you, would you?
Of course not.
But what if you have anxiety on tap in there?
Wow.
And then when it shows up, you search the circumstances to figure out what caused it from what you know. But you know
something?
You know something really wild, Claudia? We've got these wireless things these days, you know? Things work by Bluetooth.
Yes.
You know? Like speakers that work on Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there are no wires, so you don't know what's causing it. The Bluetooth is causing it. But if it weren't there, you couldn't have it. So if there wasn't this possibility of Bluetooth working, Bluetooth wouldn't work. If there wasn't anxiety in you, you wouldn't have anxiety. And you search around to find something to blame it on. But in this wireless age, anything could cause your anxiety. Somebody's cell phone.
The other thing, Claudia, is anxious could be your comfort zone.
Anxious could have been part of your familial cultural download that was put in there in the first few years of your life, and you've assumed, and oh, by the way, it was blamed on other things, and so you just absorbed the way everybody else was, which was anxious, and blaming it on the circumstances.
If it's unexamined, and it is a lifestyle, then you will actually purposefully do things to support that anxious state.
Because it's familiar.
It's love.
You read my mind.
Yeah, I absolutely see that in my family. Absolutely. And I've become a lot calmer. Every once in a while, it rears. It comes out.
But you see, you got anxious as responsible.
Ah.
You see, if you didn't get anxious, You think you'd be irresponsible.
That you weren't working hard enough. You weren't an adult. You weren't an executive. You weren't somehow competent or working at your ultimate. Because that includes
anxious. You know, everybody knows that people that are really engaged are anxious. Not. You don't need anxiety to be engaged in your life. In fact, anxiety takes you out of your life because it's based in the past, worrying about a future that hasn't gotten here yet. But the future just got here, by the way, and it's time for a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with Claudia. So
come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, thank you for listening, for being one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And I have two invitations for you.
Ooh.
Ready?
I like that. Yeah.
The first one is, if this show is touching you, share it. Share the wealth. You are wealthy. And the second one is this. If our style is working for you, this show is a great resource, but it has nothing on being with us in person and with people like Claudia and Justin and Ursula, and being in a room full of people who are engaged at looking at the quality of their lives without judging what they see. It is truly magnificent, and you are invited. If you want to know what's coming up, you can join our email list, the Excellence Club. And we send out announcements for things, but you certainly can just go up on our website, see what's upcoming, and register at transformationmadeeasy.com.
By the way, speaking of registering, Costa Rica for next year is now open.
Yeah. So join us. You know, if you want to know what we're doing all year long, you can certainly do that on our website. We also have these gorgeous calendars that we produced this year with great pictures. It has all the radio shows, weekends, Mondays, international calls. It's certainly something that I love looking at. So if it's for you, feel free. That's something you can go up and order on our website as well, or in person at any of our courses, which, speaking of which, our next live courses in New York is February 8th. We're doing a special event on magical relationships. And then on the international teleseminar, we're doing a special event also on magical relationships. And that is on Tuesday, February 9th. Again, you are invited for any and all. You still with us?
I am still with you.
Excellent.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, while you were, when we were on our break, that, you know, when we usually talk about being anxious, there's a judgment that goes with it. I think this is the first time that I've actually talked about it where I didn't judge it. It just kind of, it just went. It was so neat.
That's great. That's really great. You know, see, the thing is this. Our technology is based in knowledge frees you from behavior. In other words, if you notice the way you're being without judging it, somehow some miraculous happening happens and you no longer have to behave that way. However, if you judge yourself for having those behaviors, you keep them. So this is that first principle again. Anything you resist persists. And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself.
You know, this is slightly different context, Claudia, but one of the challenges is that we are so blasé about getting in a car and going somewhere, we forget that it's a miracle.
Blasé. Yeah. The word blasé means
blah.
No, it's like worldly, where you have lost the amazement of simplicity.
You know, it wasn't too long ago I went out to visit my folks in Oregon, and I went out on my own, and so I was sitting in a seat up a bulkhead seat, and there was a seat between me, and then there was a woman sitting in the window seat, and she was hearing impaired, so I know a little rudimentary sign language, so the stewardesses were having me ask her questions for them and whatnot, but she was so excited about being on an airplane, she kept hitting me, and it was actually very cool because she got so excited she'd reach out and hit me and show me a skyscraper or the sunset and she could hardly contain herself. And I fly a lot. And so it's so easy to go, yeah, I've already seen this episode of whatever, or to treat it as same old, same old. And I know that one of the things that you've spoken to us about is how much you enjoy your grandchild and the sense of wonder. Well, you're allowed to have that sense of wonder even if you've made the same commute hundreds of times.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I'm in such gratitude that I can drive and I have a nice car and I can get from place to place, and I don't have to stand in, you know, cold, wet weather some days where I have to wait for a bus. So I am truly grateful about that. So thank you for reminding me of that. I'm appreciative of that.
You know, one other thing before we take our next caller.
Yeah.
I know that you've called into the show before and you've said before that you're from Oakville. And then Shia has said, are there oaks in Oakville? But he was actually listening to the name of the town you live in. And it wasn't about let's get on to what Claudia has to ask or the important things. It's like Oakville. It brought a picture up. You say it so fully. It was like a wonder dash full thing, a wonderful moment. Your life is full of wonderful moments when you're here for them.
It is. And thank you guys so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
How about we take our next caller?
Let's take her.
Christina.
Where are you?
Hi, I'm here. I'm in Montclair, New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I had a question about urgency in life. Because, you know, this show is about slowing down. Can you slow down and still have urgency
Absolutely.
In what you do?
Absolutely.
I think when you slow down, it's easier to operate with urgency.
Urgency is not franticity. Urgency is an engagement, a full engagement in what you're up to. So it's not about speeding up. It's not about being frantic. It's about being where you are with an intentionality. And slowing down actually allows you to bring urgency to what you're up to. But if you're trying to get over with what you're doing to move on to the next thing, that's not urgency.
I also think that that's where people often disregard those intuitive hunches and their truth because they're so busy going somewhere, they don't have an urgency to say, wait a minute, I didn't understand that, or what does that mean, or actually speak their full truth.
You know, there was a fellow, I can't think of his name right now, but I took a course in tying salmon flies with him. And he said, you know, if the fly isn't turning out the way you want, you don't have to keep going. You can back off and start again. That's urgency. That's when you're going to do it as well as you can for the sake of doing it as well as you can, where you don't just say, oh, screw it, I'll just finish it up this way.
I've got another example of that. Our friend Travis Johnson is the world champion fly caster with a spey rod. So a spey rod is a certain kind of fly fishing fly rod that is long, and it's a certain system. And
it's a two-handed rod where you use both hands when you're using it.
And it originated on the River Spey, and it has gone around the world. And
it's getting more and more popular these days.
It's just like such an elegant dance. And when he talks about fishing, and if you go fishing for steelhead, you can go for days and maybe hook one. And he was talking about if you make a cast that's bad, one that doesn't go the way you intended it, don't let it just sweep over the water. Start over, because that may be your one fish in that whole day and you just blew it. But if you're trying to get somewhere on to the next cast, if you're trying to move ahead as if it's down the river, you may miss that moment. Mm. And it was so much fun when Shai and I went fishing with him last, because he stood up in a tree where he knows a trout or a steelhead, which is like an ocean-going trout normally, stays, and he watched my cast go by, and he goes, okay, 1 foot farther. So I cast it again. It was a perfect cast, and it went by the fish one further, and it didn't even remotely budge. And I said to him, should I change the color of the fly? And he said, well, you know, that fish is so disinterested. When they're that disinterested, I don't think it really matters. So I kind of said, fine. take this. And I just did a really aggressive cast to give it one more shot.
And her cast landed right on the nose of the fish. The fish was about a foot underwater.
And it shook it up so much, it came up aggressively and whacked my fly and took it and ran off. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful fish. And they had tagged it to...
It was a wild steelhead that had spent years in the in the ocean and had come back to
spawn
to reproduce. And
so I had the opportunity to take the little tag from its back send it into the fish and wildlife people to let them know where this fish had migrated to. But the whole thing, just seeing it, it was one of the most beautiful, beautiful colors. And to watch it swim back into the deep and go sulk off because I'd interrupted its day, it was just exquisite. But it really, really is all about being where you are rather than trying to get onto a better you.
Well, that's a totally different way that I have ever seen urgency before. Because I always think urgency is like
rushed.
Almost like rushed and like, oh, I did something wrong, so I have to urgently like fix it or something like that.
Yeah, but urgency is really bringing yourself to what you're about. It's as though it matters.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a fellow who used to be an indie car racer. He raced race cars. And he was talking about, and of course they go with urgency. They want to win and they're going hundreds of miles an hour. And he was talking about how when you're really present, like there's all this space and all this time. So clearly he was moving forward in a very, what you'd consider fast pace. But because he was really being where he was being, it was as if there was all this space between the cars where I would think, oh my God, I can't do that. But there's something about just really being fully engaged in what you're doing.
You say you can't do that because you think about it rather than do it.
Absolutely.
See, the thinking about is what actually destroys urgency. Because you know, it's like a skateboarder or champion skateboarders who do all these amazing tricks. They don't think about doing the trick. They let their body do the trick. Now, they may have had to practice it over and over and over again. But
you've already practiced being you over and over again.
Right.
So you don't have to think about
how to be. You don't have to think about you.
Right.
You only think
that Go ahead. I was going to say that reminds me of when I go play pool or billiards, like there are times when I'll just see the shot and take it, but then if I start to think about it, I always miss it.
Right.
Perfect.
That's perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Words.
Yeah. Because then you're out of sync. You know, and your version of urgency as you described it includes being in trouble.
Yeah.
Like you put yourself in trouble. Oh, I'm in trouble. I better get to this quickly. Well, you can get to stuff quickly and do things in urgently without having to have anything wrong first.
Right.
You know, I woke up this morning, Christina, and I urgently got engaged in my day as if it was my only day.
And we now have only less than a minute left for this show. It's been such a treat to speak with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Really
thank
super
you
duper
too.
Appreciate you calling in. And we appreciate all you for listening. Next week's show is called Cracking Your Own Personal Code. Sounds interesting. Should be good. It is interesting. We've already pre-recorded that. So I happen to know
it's a good show.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.